Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 7 lines from the top of Daf Yud. The Gemara opens up with a reference to that which we learned in our previous shiur on Daf Tesomet Beis. We have a little arrow to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, enabling you to connect up with that which we had referred back there, 3 lines from the bottom of Daf Tesomet Beis. We had a Tanaic source that spoke about planting a new fruit tree 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. And regarding the laws of Orla, those 30 days counts as one of the 3 years that the fruit remains usher. So, in effect, you will have counted a total of 2 years and 30 days, after which, technically speaking, you're allowed to benefit from the fruits. That period of time, 30 days, leads the Gemara to think that that source is not in conformity with the opinion of Rebbe Meir, because Rebbe Meir has been known elsewhere to mention that even 1 day of a year is considered a year. And we will see a source for that information. You'll notice there's some marking that we ought to explain. Triangles appear in our Gemara, and on the side under the Nosei Mivneh heading, the topic heading and structural note, which we combine into one note here, you see a triangle featured with the point facing up and shortly thereafter an inverted triangle. This is referred to as a ma'akav, an attempt to keep track of a give and take in the Gemara. With the point facing up, they represent kushyos, questions. Inverted will represent tshuvos, responses. And we explain lo or ha dikotoni, the al tesomet beis, in light of that which we learned back on daf tesomet beis, da notei shloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah olsa loishana, that one who plants a fruit tree 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, he gets credit. He gets a year's credit for that toward the Orla prohibition. Hagemara shoelis lemo delo k'Rebbe Meir. Maybe, shall we say, that the source is not in accordance with Rebbe Meir, diomar yoim echod b'shana choshev shana, where he says that 1 day of a year can be considered a year. Now, we'll have to see where he says that. And we now turn to the Gemara, 7 lines from the top, with the long question marking. Note, it's a long question. Lema delo k'Rebbe Meir. Shall we say that the source that indicated 30 days before Rosh Hashanah is considered a year is not like Rebbe Meir? D.E. Rebbe Meir, for if that teaching were according to Rebbe Meir, ho omar, yoim echod b'shana choshuv shana, that even 1 day of a year can be considered a full year. Notice we have a bracketed section, and we are going to note the what we've written on the side by the starred notes. So grayim l'shem dilug, these brackets are for initial skipping. Kedei lahokil akriya, to make the flow of reading easier. B'soicham muva ha mokor l'divrei Rebbe Meir. Within the brackets, the source for Rebbe Meir will be presented. The source containing Rebbe Meir will be presented. So if you skip the brackets initially, the question here is, shall we say that the source on Tesomet Beis is not like Rebbe Meir? Now skip. Afilu teimo Rebbe Meir. Notice the inverted triangle. This is a response. You could say where the Gemara says that source could be, in fact, also like Rebbe Meir, ki kamer Rebbe Meir yoim echad b'shana choshev shana. Under what circumstances did Rebbe Meir speak about one day being considered an entire year? That's b'soif shana. That's when it comes up at the end of a, let's say, accounting period, which we'll see in the brackets more clearly what that means. Avo b'tchilas shana, but when you're talking about the beginning of a counting period, as is the case of the Orla, where you're trying to count the planting prior to Rosh Hashanah as the first year of 3 years, that's what the Gemara means when it says tchilas shana, when the short, the abbreviated year is going to be considered the beginning, then, well, then Rebbe Meir would not say his point of one day being enough. Well, let's now go over the bracketed section and see what the background for Rebbe Meir is. In other words, Rebbe Meir had said that one day of a year can be considered a year. Tesanya, we have a Tanaic source. Now, this source deals with ages of animals and their acceptability or their fitness for being accepted as a sacrifice. The Torah makes reference to different kinds of animals, and in fact different ages of animals within the same species. For example, a cow. So you start off with a young cow, which in English you might refer to as a calf. That's a 1-year-old, a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old. Different words in the Torah refer to different ages of a cow. So the those have relevance to different kinds of sacrifices. We're not going to get into the details of what is appropriated for which kind of sacrifice, but we are interested in the ages. So we have a source, Desanya, par ha'omor b'Torah stam, your unqualified par. When the word par appears in the Torah, it is ben esrim v'ar b'chodesh v'yoim echod, divrei Rebbe Meir. A par is in effect a 3-year-old animal. However, for it to be considered 3 years, what do you need? Well, it has to have lived 2 full years, and then at the end, the 3rd year, it could be even 1 day of the 3rd year. That's Rebbe Meir. So there you see the idea of 1 day being considered a year. Rebbe Lozer, Omer ben Esrim v'arba chodesh v'shloishim yoim. Rebbe Lozer also accepts the idea of an abbreviated amount of time, but the minimum to be considered a year, in this case it's 3rd year, is 30 days. Shahoya Rebbe Meir Omer, Kol Mokom Shnemar Aigel B'Torostam, when the word Aigel appears in the Torah, Ben Shana, it must be a 1-year-old animal. Ben Bokar is Ben Shtayim, a 2-year-old animal. Par is Ben Shalosh. Now, use the markings to full advantage. First of all, we have a dashed underlining highlighting the word par. We had that at the beginning of the source, and we have it over here. At the beginning of the source, which featured Rebbe Meir, you see the source saying 24 months and a day. At the end of the source, Rebbe Meir is saying the par must be 3 years. Is there a contradiction? No. 24 months, which is 2 years, 2 times 12, 24, plus 1 day, that 1 day is 1 day into its 3rd year. So that makes it 3 years old. What are we seeing here? That according to Rebbe Meir, 1 day is considered a year. So, if that be the case, when you're planting a fruit tree, regarding the din of Orla, Orla means the fruit tree is also for 3 years, would it not be enough to plant it 1 day before Rosh Hashanah, and that should count as its first year, Yom Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana? And yet the source on Tesamid Beis indicated, no, you have to plant it 30 days, a full month before Rosh Hashanah. So the source seems to be unlike Rebbe Meir. Gemara responds, Afilu Tema Rebbe Meir. That source on Tesamid Beis, which spoke about 30 days in order to count as a year, can be in conformity with Rebbe Meir as well. Ki Koma Rebbe Meir Yoim Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana. When did Rebbe Meir say that 1 day of a year is considered a year? B'Sof shona. That is like in the case of the cow of the par, when that one day was at the end of the counting period. In other words, we counted already one full year plus a second full year, two full years, and at the end we'll give you credit. One day is enough to count as the third year. Avol, betchilas shana lo. But when that one day, that abbreviated time, is going to be at the beginning of a counting period, like in the case of the netiyah of the orla of the fruit tree, where we want to we attempted to count the first year in terms of one day, that no, even Rabbi Meir would say that's not enough. In order to get credit at the beginning, you have to have a longer amount of time. You have to have 30 days to constitute its first year. The Gemara asks, and again here we're going to take full advantage of our triangles and navigate, again, a question. Again, it's a long question. It takes you quite a few lines. It takes you more than a third of the way down on the base. Omar Rava, Balavka v'chomer hu. Could you not activate Kal v'chomer logic and make the case that if at the end of a counting period one day counts as a year, then certainly at the beginning of a counting period, the short amount of time, the one day, should be counted as a year? And now, how are we going to activate this logic? As follows. The Gemara will make reference to a nida. Now, we're going to talk about a nida. Nida is the woman who experiences her female monthly cycle. We're going to speak in what's called the oraisa terms right now. We're not going to deal with halacha lemaisa, with actual practical halacha, and we never do in the context of Gemara markings, daf yomi shurim, but here especially we're dealing with a very severe, very strict, very serious area of halacha. So we want to double emphasize we're not mentioning anything in terms of practical halacha. We're dealing on what we call a doraisa level. Rabbinic law is what has direct effect on us in how we practice these areas of halacha, but there is the root, the original, the doraisa level of law, and it says as follows, that a woman, when she starts experiencing her nida period, the woman is tamea for 7 days from the point that she sees the blood flow. From that moment, that counts as day one. Then, plus another 6 days, she is tamea. Whether she sees or whether she doesn't see or experience any blood flow, that makes her a nida de oraisa. And then following that, we had the first day, which might be a moment before sundown. It's a fraction of time, and it's at the beginning. The woman is considered tamea for 7 days, and she has to, the period of tuma is a 7-day tuma period. So that woman is tamea, as we say, for 7 days, with the tuma starting possibly a minute before the end of the first day, and we emphasize first day. Might be a blood flow she experiences right before sundown. That will count as day one. What about at the end of the nida time period? Does she get credit for a partial day toward her 7 days of tuma? The answer is no. The last day is in fact a full day of tuma, where she's labeled, she's classified as being tamea. We're not here to discuss all of the implications of a woman who is nida. The most obvious is the area where she is forbidden to be with her husband in intimacy. There are other halachas concerning that she defiles items she touches, etc. But it's a state known as the nida state. So what have we described regarding the nida? The nida will get full credit with partial amount of time at the beginning of that 7-day period. At the end of that period, she doesn't get credit. don't you say about an area of halacha where at the end we see you do get credit for a partial amount of time? Then all the more so, at the beginning, you should get credit for a partial amount of time. That's the framework of the Kal Vachomer. Now let us see the application. So Rava, he asks, based on what we just had answered in the Gemara, that the source concerning the Netiya could be according to Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir's willingness to give credit was only at the end. But at the beginning of a counting period, he wouldn't give you partial, he wouldn't give you credit, count as full, that which is partial in time, that which is, let's say, one day. Omar Rava, v'lav kal v'chomer hu, could you not use kal v'chomer logic to prove the contrary? Uma nido she'ein tchilas hayoyim. Oila la b'soifa. Mind you, that the nida, where the beginning of the seventh day, which is the sof, which is the end of her counting period, of her seven-day counting period, the beginning of that last day, a partial amount of time of the last day, does not count toward her 7 days, yet soif hayoim, oila la b'tchilasa. The end of the tchilah, of the first day, a few minutes before sundown of the first day of those 7 days, if she experiences her flow, she is considered tamea and having observed one full day of the 7 days of defilement. Shana, when it comes to year countings, where the issue was an issue of counting years, Sheyoim Echad Oile La Besoifa, where at the end of the counting period, one day, that partial amount of time, that one day does count as a full year. We saw that in the case of animals. And we continue at the top of Omid Beis. Eino Din Sheyoim Echad Oile Betchilasa, then all the more so, where we already saw leniency with the beginning, with beginning times, all the more so one day should count as a full year, as would be the case in the Netiya. Now, if that's the case, so then the source on Tesomid Beis, which said that at the beginning you one day is not enough, would not be like Rabbi Meir. Because within Rabbi Meir, the case as Rava is made, within Rabbi Meir, when you're dealing with beginning time periods, there's more reason to be lenient, as we saw in the Nida precedent. So why in the case of the Nitiya was one day not enough? Well, it's probably because it's not according to Rabbi Meir. V'elomai, Rebbe Lezer. So do you want to say that the Nitiya source which spoke about 30 days before Rosh Hashanah to be considered a year is in accordance with Rebbe Lozer? By the way, this Rebbe Lozer we saw who in the animal source who appeared opposite Rebbe Meir. So what do you want to say? That source, the Netiya source at the bottom of Tesomid Beis, is in accordance with Rebbe Lozer? Well, if that's the case, then Shloshim Ushloshim Boi, you would actually need two periods of 30 days. You need 60 days before Rosh Hashanah to be considered acceptable. Disnan, the source here deals with planting fruit trees. It says, Ein noiten vein mavrichen vein markiven erev shvias pochos mishloishim yoim lifnei Rosh Hashanah. One is not to plant and do these other types of tree plantings, but planting and the bending of the branch and grafting on an eve of Shvias of Shemitah within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, b'imnota v'hivrich v'hirkiv ya'akor, and if he does plant within that 30-day time frame, he has to uproot it. Rav Yehuda Omer, kol harkovo she'eino keletes b'shloisha yomim, shuv eino keletes. Rav Yehuda says that any grafting that doesn't take hold within 3 days won't take hold. Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon Oimrim, shtei shabosis. You need 2 weeks to establish whether the grafting takes hold. V'omer Rav Nachmon, omer rabo bar avuha. L'divrei ha'oimer shloishim, according to the Tanakama who spoke about 30 days, tzorich shloishim u'shloshim, you really need to have 2 periods of 30 days. Well, if you're going to use Aleph Tishrei as your frame of reference, so we go back 2 months backwards, Elul Av, beginning of Av. According to the Tanakama, you would need to have planted at the beginning of Av in order to gain a year credit. Why? 30 days you need for it to take hold. And then you need 30 days to observe as Tosefes Shvius, as adding. And we discussed this idea of being Moisif Me'achol Alakodet, in our previous shiur, is you have to add, and everyone agrees that there's a minimum of 1 month that has to be observed before the Shemitah year in order to fulfill the dinim of Tosefes Shvius. And that source on Tes Amud Beis spoke about Tosefes Shvius as well. So, if you're holding that you need 30 days for taking hold, and you want to get, and you want to also fulfill the laws of Tosefes Shvius, you would have to plant what you want to plant 60 days before. L'divrei, and that was the Tanakhama. L'divrei Oimer Shlosha. We saw Rabbi Yehuda in this source that says that you need 3 days in order to have the item, the plant, take hold. And the case spoke about the grafting, in order for the grafting to take hold. So, Tzorech Shloisha Shloshim. With regard to Shemitah, you'd have to plant 33, you'd have to do the crafting 33 days before the Shemitah year. 3 days in order for it to take hold, and then 30 days for Tosefes Shvius. With Divrei HaOimer Shtei Shabbosis, according to Rav Yosi Rav Shimon, that spoke about 2 weeks is the amount of time in order for the plant to take hold. Tzorech Shtei Shabbosis U'Shloshim Yom. You would need 44 days. Shtei Shabbosis is 2 weeks. The word Shabbos can refer to a week. So you need 2 weeks plus 30 days for Tosefes Shvius. So far, we have a source on Tes Amud Beis that spoke about planting 30 days before Shvius. Doesn't seem to conform to anyone we've seen till now. 30 days is less time than anyone has provided for. The Inami Kareb Yehuda Svirulei, and even if that source on Tes Amud Beis was in accordance with Rebbe Yehuda, who gave you the shortest amount of time, Shloishu Shloishim Boy, you would need to have 33 days before the Shemitah year in order for your planting to be allowed. So at the end of this long question, the source on Tes Amud Beis doesn't seem to be not only not like Rabbi Meir, but not like anyone else either, for that matter. The Gemara responds, and you can see why we have the inverted triangles as a response. Elo Yoilom Rabbi Meir. The source is in accordance with Rabbi Meir. V'chi ko'omar shloishim l'klita. And when the reference to 30 days is made, that is with reference to the plant taking hold, the grafting, if you will, or whatever other activity is discussed. You need to have the agricultural aspect of things done 30 days before. In other words, Rabbi, the source there was dealing with Leklita. The idea of 30 days is necessary for it taking hold. But it's not dealing with the 30 days doesn't include the Tosefes Shemitah. Well, Ihachi, well, if 30 days is needed for taking hold, Lamed Aleph, which is 31 boy, you would then have to have it planted 31 days before Rosh Hashanah. The source there spoke only about 30 days. So as far as the source is concerned, we still don't have an author, because if you want to attach Rabbi Meir to that source, you would have to plant the item 31 days before Rosh Hashanah. The 30 days is for it to take hold, and then the 1 day for Tosefes Shemitah. The Gemara answers, Kosovar Yoim Shloishim Oyle Lekan Ulekan. Rabbi Meir holds that the 30th day of the taking hold period, that day 30 counts as day 30 for the taking hold period, and also counts as the 1 day necessary to fulfill Tosefes Shvias, the adding to the Shemitah year. So at this point, the last triangle was positioned with the inverted form, indicating an answer. So we end off by accepting the source on Tesamid Beis as being, in fact, in accordance with Rabbi Meir and in accordance with his Shita that Yoim Echad Bashana Choshev Shana. And the fact that the source had mentioned planting it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, because in addition to the Halacha of Tosefes Shvias, which in fact could be 1 day based on Rabbi Meir's idea of Yoim Echad Bashana Choshev Shana, nevertheless, you need the plant to take hold beforehand in order to be acceptable. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushnehem Mikro Echadorshu. This is a reference to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lozer, who argued regarding, do you say 1 day or 30 days is considered a year? Both of them found as their basis the same pasuk. On the side of the Gemara, we have under our nosei, our topic heading, Hamokor, the source, Ladeus Shiom Echad B'Shana Nechshav Shana Vadeo Shel Shloishim Yom Nechshav Shana Shneim Lomdu Me'aposuk Shel Hamabul Breishis Perik Ches Posuk Yudgimel. Both learn from the same posuk, the posuk that discusses, that makes reference to the great flood in the time of Noach, Perik Ches Posuk Yudgimel. You'll see a pasuk that is toward the end of the flood year that we'll see now in the Gemara. Amar of Yochanan, Ushne mikro echo darshu. Vayhi ba'achas v'sheish meos shana borishoin ba'echod lachodesh. In the the flood story, if you will, the flood took place in, we'll call it, in stages, in a certain amount, type of progression. And Rashi goes through that information. But for our purposes, this pasuk appears toward the end of the flood year. And Rabbi Meir Sofar, Midaakati Yoim Echod Hu Da'ayil Bashana, the Kokori Loshana. What is this pasuk describing? It's describing, it mentions the age of Noach, and it says that in the 601st year, what is the pasuk saying as far as Rabbi Meir is concerned? 600 full years went by, and 1 day into the 601st year, and it's called a year. Shma Mina, from here we see Yoim Echod Bashana Choshuv Shana, that one day of a year is already considered a full year. V'idach, Rebbe Lozer, who said 30 days is considered a year, not less. Iksiv, had the pasuk been phrased B'sheish me'ois ve'achas shana kideko amris, then I would agree with your approach. However, that's not what it says. Hashto dichtiv be'achas v'sheish me'ois shana. Shana, the word shana in that posuk, ashesh meos koi, that is going on the 600 years. Umay achas, and what does achas mean in that posuk? Aschalto di achas koamar, it means the beginning of the next year, the 601st year, but it's not a reference to a day of that year. It simply means the beginning of the 601st year. The Rebbe Lozer Maitaimo. So what's the basis of Rebbe Lozer, who said 30 days? Dichtiv Borishon Be'echod Lachodesh. Again, it's the same posuk. Yep, and that's what we said at the beginning of this section, that both Rabbi Meir and Rebbe Lozer were based on the same pasuk. But what does Rebbe Lozer see in these words? He sees that a year can be considered a year if you have a minimum of 30 days. How does he see it, though? This phrase, Borishon be'echod l'chodesh, mida'akati yoim echod hu da'ayil b'chodesh. The pasuk describes the first month, the first day of a new month, the ka kori le chodesh, and it's referred to as a month. In other words, one day of a month is referred to by the term month. Shma mina, from here we conclude, echod b'chodesh choshuv chodesh. He sees from here, again, let's read that line again. Yoim echad b'chodesh choshev chodesh. One day of a month is considered a month. Umidi yom echad b'chodesh choshev chodesh, by the fact that one day of a month is considered a month, shloishim yoim b'shana choshevim shana. 30 days of a year can be considered a year. What do you? How is that? The chodesh limenu yov, the shana limenu yeha. A month can be considered a month by its unit of counting. How do you count toward a month? By counting days. The pasuk says ad chodesh yomim. A month is counted in terms of days. How is a year counted? A year is counted in terms of months. The unit of counting, when you're counting toward a year, like the pasuk says, L'chod Shei Hashana. So just like the unit of counting toward a month, which is a day, one of which is considered a month, the unit of counting toward a year, namely a month, 30 days, is considered a year. Before we go further in the Gemara, we have a topic heading, a nose. On the side, we've noted Rebbe Lozer as a machlokis, Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Yehoshua. The note reads, Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Yehoshua, cholkim legabi kamo tarichim, umaskimim legabi tarichim achirim. Now, this note will make much more sense when you learn the Gemara and note the markings, but since we're able to explain ahead of time, in this source, there are many dates that are referred to. Concerning some of the dates, there is agreement, and some of the dates, there is disagreement. So what we've done with our markings, our numberings, we've indicated that those dates that are numbered 1 through 4, you'll find they argue. There will be brackets that appear in this source, and within the brackets, we used a different numbering system. We used letters, Aleph through He, Aleph being the equivalent of 1, He being the equivalent of 5, so there are 5 points, Aleph through He, they agree on. So that with our markings, we're trying to simply highlight the points of agreement and the points of disagreement without being confused by so many dates and not being able to see where there's agreement and disagreement. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, the Nisan Noldu Avos, in Tishrei the world was created, in Tishrei the Avos were born. The Avos are really a reference to, as we'll see later, Abraham and Yankiv. B'tishrei Mesu Avos, just like they were born in Tishrei, they completed their lives, they passed away in Tishrei, so that they lived a, we'll say, the complete numbers. They were in respective ages. Avram was 175. He was 175 complete years. Yankov, who died at age 147, it was 147 complete years. Now, you notice we have brackets. Now, the bracket is explained on the side by the starred note. B'socha sograim elu v'haboyim achareim. The brackets that you see here and the next set of brackets, benekudos aleph through hey, regarding the points that are listed as aleph through hey, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua maskimin, we will see that they are in agreement. So the first set of brackets will take you till the second line from the top of yud aleph omid aleph. Following the brackets, though, you see a number 4. B'tishrei asidim ligoel. Before we go through the source, let's just relish our markings. If you go over again the numbers, Rabbi Elazar had B'tishrei nivra olam. Can you see at the top of Yud Aleph from an Aleph, second line from the top, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, B'nisan nivra olam. Compare or contrast. Rabbi Elazar said B'tishrei, the world was created, and Rabbi Yeshua says in Nisan the world was created. What was point number 2 under Rebbe Lezer? B'tishrei noldu avos. What does point number 2 of Rebbe Yeshua say? B'nisa noldu avos. V'chein al zeh aderech. And then we continue, you know, with that contrasting. That's what we accomplish with the numbers. That having been said, let us continue with the Gemara. Third line from the bottom of Yud Amud Beis. B'pesach nolad Yitzchak. If you can skip ahead to Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, where the bracketed section begins there, you can see agreement. B'Pesach Nolad Yitzchak. That's where Rabbi Yeshua agrees with Rabbi Eliezer. And likewise, the other 4 points in these brackets. So we continue. B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkida Sarah Rochel V'Chana. On Rosh Hashanah, these women, Sarah and Rachel, 2 of the Imahos, and Hannah, these were women that were incapable of bearing children. Miraculously, they did. The Nifkida means that their plight came to the Kodesh Baruch Hu's attention, if you will, and at that point, he turned to fulfill their prayers and desire of children. So These women were Nifkida on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Yotza Yosef Mibes Asurim. Yosef left his incarceration in Egypt. Rosh Hashanah, we're at the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Rosh Hashanah Botla Avoida Me'avoseinu Mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, their enslavement, their actual slave work stopped. B'Nisan Nigalu. And half year later, in Nisan, they were redeemed, or they left Egypt. So it was a 6-month period during which they were no longer enslaved. B'tishrei asidim ligoel. The future redemption, however, according to Rabbi Elazar, will be in the month of Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Benison nivro ha'olam, Benison noldu avos, Benison mesu avos. B'pesach nolad Yitzhak, and as we said before here, there's agreement in the brackets. B'rosh Hashanah nifkida sara rochel v'chana, B'rosh Hashanah yotza yosef mibesu asurim, B'rosh Hashanah botla avoda me'avosenu b'mitzrayim, Benison nigalu. However, Benison asinim ligoyel here, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Lezer, and he says that the future redemption, like the Egyptian redemption, will be in Nisan. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.